Lay back, relax, and close your eyes. Adjust yourself any way that you need to feel completely supported. Take three very deep, slow breaths, signaling to your mind and body that it's time to relax. Continue to allow your breathing to move easily and deeply, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing a sense of deep relaxation into your body. And breathing out all tension. Breathing a sense of deep relaxation into your mind. And breathing out all thoughts and distractions. So that your mind and body begin to feel empty. Allow all sounds around you to disappear. Allow all sounds around you to fade away and disappear, except for the sound of my voice, and the sound of my voice helps you to relax deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling that relaxation enter your shoulders and upper back. Feeling a softness move into the muscles of your shoulders as they relax down away from your neck. And allowing that relaxation to flow easily and gently down your arms. All the way down your arms, into your hands and fingers. You may become aware of a warmth in the palms of your hands and a tingling in the tips of your fingers. Breathing in and breathing out. Aware of that relaxation entering deeply down into your abdomen, allowing the muscles of your abdomen to relax completely with every exhalation. And this same relaxation moves deeply into the muscles of your back, softening and letting go. Breathing in and breathing out. Aware of the relaxation moving deeply down inside your eyes, into all of the muscles in and around your eyes, allowing your eyes to become very heavy and very relaxed. your eyes very heavy and very relaxed. And this in turn helps all of the muscles of your face relax. Forehead, temples, cheeks, jaw, lips, and tongue, all deeply relaxed. Breathing in and breathing out. And you feel this relaxation entering all the muscles of your legs, softening all of the muscles of your legs as this relaxation flows deeply down your legs, deeply down your legs, and into your feet and toes. And now that your body is feeling very relaxed, your mind can relax even more, and does so as you follow along with me. And you imagine yourself drifting and floating in a beautiful bubble in space. See and feel this protective bubble around your entire body, allowing you to float easily and gently through space. And in a moment, I am going to count backwards from 10 to 1. And in a moment, I am going to count up from 1 to 10. And every number that I count will help you relax more and more deeply as you drift and float aimlessly through space. You may even find that you can no longer hear the sound of my voice, and that's just fine, because your conscious mind can drift and float deeper and deeper down, deeper and deeper down, while your subconscious mind remains open and receptive to all of my suggestions. 1, 2, letting go, letting go. 3, drifting and floating. 4, 5, relaxing, relaxing more and more deeply. 6, 7, 8, letting go, letting go completely. 9, 10, using your imagination now, for visual imagery is the language of the brain. And you're going to use your wonderful, rich imagination now and visit the control room of your mind. You imagine walking into the control room, and suddenly you're surrounded by panels with switches and buttons and knobs and colored lights of different shapes and sizes. And yet there is a higher control room, which can be reached now by climbing 5 steps. and the door is closed to this control room. So you climb the steps to the higher control room and push open the door. Now you're in a room similar to the one below, but here it's more like a laboratory with rows and rows of faucets and tubes, all carefully labeled and put into alphabetical order. There are switches and knobs here as well, all labeled too. Look around until you find a knob with the letter M on it, which is attached to a drawer that is labeled Metabolism. You notice that the drawer has worked loose, and so you gently pull it open. Inside the drawer are test tubes containing hormones, and one of them is nearly empty. Like a scientist, you take it to the tubes or faucets and carefully fill it up with the correct hormone. Somehow you seem to know exactly which hormone you need. Then you carefully replace the test tube back into the drawer and close it, tightening the knob as you do so. And just as you do this, an amazing thing begins to happen. The chemicals in your brain become regulated, and you feel a warm inner glow deep within you. You can really notice it now. You can feel and experience that tiny, warm inner glow, small at first, but then spreading within your body. Because you're going to find that you have more energy, more vitality. You feel younger and fitter and healthier. And every day this feeling within you grows stronger. Exercise triggers endorphins, chemicals that are secreted by the brain. A hormone that makes a utopic response occur. You are not only in a mental state of bliss, you are on a high level of bliss while you're doing your exercise program. And this is triggered each time that you exercise, and this creates more of an enthusiasm to stay and maintain the exercises of your choice. As you look around the control room, you notice that there is a switch connected to motivation, but it is set too low. You find that you can adjust it now, and in doing so, you adjust your desire and interest in doing some kind of exercise daily. You adjust the switch in a way that your subconscious mind automatically knows is correct for you. And you begin to visualize the exercise program you've chosen. Start slowly with it. Imagine yourself doing the exercises perfectly. It's good to have good form. Don't be so concerned about the repetitions as you are with starting a new program. But do something daily. Focus your attention on having good form and doing a little something daily. It is with ease that you do this. Some people think that it's difficult to have an exercise program. This is not true in your case. You find that you honor and look forward to the time that you exercise. this is sacred time for you. This is time for you to nurture yourself, to do something positive for yourself. So treat it as such and do a little bit more every day. Another switch represents the word energy. And it's possible that in the past your energy levels were lower than you'd like them to be. So move this switch to a more comfortable, healthy level. Now you realize that you're on your way to becoming the person that you desire to be. And this motivates you to exercise and move around in a way that actually creates a more positive energy within you. You enjoy movement, moving your body in a graceful way and knowing that you're looking better and healthier every single day. You may find other forms of exercise that are beneficial to you, and discovering new ways of using your body becomes a source of inspiration to you. Your exercises are always gentle, and you allow your body to warm up first, proceeding in a manner that is safe and comfortable for you. Returning to the dials and switches in the control room, you notice that one of the dials is labeled strength, and that this dial is set much lower than it needs to be. Carefully, you ease the dial forwards in a clockwise movement, because you are aware that with new kinds of exercises, new strengths come your way. Your body responds quickly to the exercise that you're beginning to incorporate into your daily routine, and it pleases you to note that your stamina is strengthened, that your muscles gain more tone, and are stronger than they have been in a long, long time. You even have more flexibility than you used to. All of this physiological feedback loops back into your body and gives you more inspiration to continue. There is another dial for muscle tone, and you move that dial forward as well. You are training your muscles to respond in certain ways. The tone of your muscles is improving. The fuel that your muscles use burns off any excess fat that you might have in your body. This creates a perfect harmony to sculpt your body into a gorgeous, glorious form. And you've gotten pride in this. Now you may see a mirror in your control room. Looking at the image, you find a distorted image of yourself. And as you move toward the mirror, you see your reflection and discover that this image can change and become you as you really want to be. Slim, healthy, attractive, looking serene and calm, relaxed and happy. You may even notice the clothes that you're wearing and how good they look on your slimmer, wonderful body. Perhaps you've had to buy some new clothes because the other ones were too big, and this makes you feel good. You take pride in how your look has changed over time. People now come up to you, friends of yours, and congratulate you on how well you look. You are constantly getting asked, "How did you do it?" For which you smile and thank them very much, and share with them your story. You are very pleased that you've started this program, pleased at how your body has responded throughout your exercise program, and are thrilled to know that in 6 months from now, you will be in even better shape. You will be in great shape a year from now. Project your thoughts now into the future. Say 1 month into the future, and notice how much you want to exercise during that month's time. Note that you are pleased with your progress. Now project your thoughts again into the future, 6 months into the future, and notice how different your body looks to you. It has responded to just 6 months of an exercising program. And project your thoughts once again into the future, a year. Take a mental note of how your body looks to you then. What are you going to be able to do with your body in a year? You are more flexible, stronger, and have more vitality than you've ever had before. And you are thrilled and delighted with this new body of yours. All of these ideas are firmly implanted into your subconscious mind. It feels like instinct now for you to exercise. And every time you do it, more pride, more confidence, more strength, more flexibility are reflected in your body. And these wonderful positive changes are beginning to take place now at a deeper level of mind. They will continue to take effect and grow stronger and stronger every day, every hour, every minute. And now I'll count up to five, bringing you back into a fully awake state. And as you awaken, you will know that indeed a great change has occurred within you. One, becoming aware now of where you are at this time in this place. Two, taking a very deep, full breath, revitalizing your mind and body. Three, gently wiggling your fingers and toes. Four, beginning to stretch and move any way that feels good, coming back a little more, coming back a little more. Five, eyes open, wide awake, aware and alert, and ready to move on with your day. Very good.